So I have learned over these many years that there are no such things as coincidences when it comes to Torah. Last week's Torah portion was Tetzaveh, where it talked about the garments, the creation of the garments that the high priests of ancient Israel would wear. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, in New York City, it was Fashion Week. Can't make this stuff up, it's true. This week with the Olympics going on and all of the, every morning the graphic of how many gold medals which country has and all of that, the pursuit of gold, our parsha is called Ki Tisa, which is all about the Israelites building the golden calf. Now, I'm not saying that sports is a false idol or that the pursuit of excellence isn't valid or important, but in thinking about the Olympics, I think we have to be careful about what kind of gold it is that you pursue. What is the gold standard that we look for in connection with the Olympics? Is it a gold medal around our necks, or is it the gold metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, of our character? Now, how many of you have been watching the Olympics? Anybody have a favorite sport? What's your favorite sport that you like to watch? Hockey, okay. What else? What else do we like to watch? Those of you at home, put in the chat, what's your favorite Olympic sport that we've been watching? The figure skating. That's been quite something to watch this week, right? I have to say I'm curling is a big fan. Right? Ice skating. I have to say I enjoy watching the skiers who go down not to ski fast or swish their way down the mountain, but to jump up in the air and do craziest things that you would never imagine to do in real life, let alone on skis. And they land going backward. It's quite something to see. In any case, it's all quite entertaining to see. But in particular, we've been watching and hearing and listening. And as I said, maybe rather than watching for gold medals, we should be watching for gold metal. And I'll tell you just three short examples of that. I'll give you a negative example first. A pursuit, I think, of gold and fame and fortune that I think is not the type of gold that we want to pursue, but fits in more with the golden calf. You may have heard of the 15-year-old Russian ice skater, Kamila Vieira. She's a world-class skater, and she was expected to win the whole competition to earn that gold medal. She was, in fact, the first woman ever to land a quadruple spin of some fanciness that I can't even do on land, let alone on skates. But as it turned out, it came out that she tested positive back in December for a banned substance, something you're not allowed to take into your body that promotes better endurance or some other gives you some type of advantage. And so she probably should have been disqualified. But due to a bureaucratic machinations and the delay and this and that, she was allowed to skate. And in fact, after the short program, she was leading the competition. But did you see what happened to her? She fell a couple of times in the long program. She finished out of the medals. This is a 15-year-old kid pushed way beyond what any normal 15-year-old would do. Certainly, if she is guilty of doping, she didn't do that by herself. But certainly, she also succumbed to this pressure to exceed, to go for the gold. Now, I don't know if you also heard of one of Kamila's teammates, Alexandra Trusova. They share the same coach, another Russian figure skating powerhouse. Alexandra is all of 17 years old, and her program contained 5 quad jumps, 5 of them, super high degree of difficulty. But ultimately, she came in second place to a third Russian skater, a third Russian teammate working with the same coach. And Alexandra was heard shouting afterwards, "I'm the only one leaving Beijing without a gold medal. I hate this sport," through her tears, she cried, "I'm never going out on the ice again." She's still 17 and as much a teenager as anyone else under all of that pressure. Both of these teens and their gold medal teammate, as I said, share this same coach, a woman named Eteri Tutberidze. I think I got that right. There are rumors and accusations about her coaching program that she seems to take young skaters, restricts their diets, puts them through harsh exercise regimes, has them doing tricks that their young bodies can manage but cannot sustain. And many, many of her students end up retiring while still in their early teens with injuries. It's possible that there will be an investigation of this coach as part of the doping scandal. Clearly, something is going on there with two of her athletes. With all of this intense pressure and potential illegal activity, clearly emanating from somewhere, probably driven by that pursuit of the gold medal and those false idols of athletic perfection and sporting fame. Well, contrast that with the other type of gold medal, METTLE, performance moments of the past week that we've seen. There's an athlete named Ivo Niskanen. Anyone hear of Ivo Niskanen? Oh, Paul, you've been watching the Olympics. You know this story, perhaps. That's great. He's a cross-country skier from Finland. He's about 30 years old. This is his third time in the Olympics and his third Olympic gold medal. He won the gold medal in the 15-kilometer cross-country skiing race, about 9+ miles. I've cross-country skied, have you? Never for 9 miles, though. In any case, he did it faster than anybody else in the world, and it got to the finish line, and as if you've been watching these skiers do, he collapsed, fell down at the end. But unlike most of the competitors who then managed to get themselves up and crawl off to the recovery tent or to go celebrate or whatever it is, he just won the gold medal. Do you know what he did? Niskanen stood at the finish line and greeted every single one of the other 94 athletes who were in the race, not to taunt them, but to congratulate them on finishing the race. He was there about 20 minutes later when the 94th skier, a guy named Carlos Andreas Quintana from Colombia, crossed the finish line. I'll say that again, not the full name, but the skier was from Colombia. How much cross-country skiing do they do there? Not so much. But Niskanen said, all athletes should respect each other. Everyone has worked so hard to be here. And he wanted to honor that in each and every one of his competitors. Quintana actually went on Instagram later and called Niskanen a wonderful human being, saying he would never forget this moment. I think Niskanen's actions showed his true character, the gold medal to gold with his gold medal. A second story of on the positive side of pursuing the right type of gold. And there's an Italian skier named Sofia Goggia. I don't know if I'm horribly mispronouncing their names, but I'm trying. She is a downhill skier from Italy. She's sponsored by one of the ski manufacturers named Atomic Skis. In fact, all of the athletes who use Atomic Skis, who are sponsored by the Atomic Ski Company, share a pool of skis. Now, you may better know the American skier Michaela Schifrin, right, who has been at world caliber level for years and years, was expected to dominate the competition, but instead has not had a very good couple of weeks, but has crashed out of several races that she was expected to do very well in. Michaela has gotten a ton of hate mail, of email, of internet trolling, of folks making fun of her, adding nasty comments or to an already pressure-filled situation. Well, in preparing for her latest race, Michaela got a note of a different kind. Michaela, you see, is also sponsored by Atomic Skis. So Sofia Goggia sent her Atomic Skis to use for good luck, along with a note on them that said, "Fly, Mika, you can do it." As it turned out, it wasn't such good luck for Michaela in terms of the race itself, but she said that particularly in the face of all of these tough times and the internet trolls, that note of support, that word of encouragement helped her come through, regardless of who won the race. And I think that that act of support and sportsmanship, particularly in the face of what else had been going on in the skiing world, showed Sofia to be a gold medal athlete, regardless of how it ended up racing. There have been other gold medal moments of the games these 2 weeks. Every Olympics, if you go online, you may remember, has such heartwarming moments. But as we watch the Olympics this year, let us remember the lesson from our portion this week, the Israelites pursuing gold at all costs, building that false idol, that golden calf, and worshiping it instead. If we aren't careful, the pursuit of gold can be fashioned into an idol with disastrous consequences. Instead, I think we strive for a gold standard of our own behavior, aiming more for the gold medal of our characters than gold medals around our necks. King Yehi Ratzon, may this be God's will. And together we say, Amen.